Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
All right, welcome to the Wednesday edition of Micropop. Hi, guys.
Hello. Hi.
Happy quarantine life, I guess, right?
Yep, that's where we're at. Are you going to debut this haircut for everybody?
I am debuting the haircut right now.
Just put the hood down so we can get to our first show so everyone sees it.
Take it off.
Okay, we're good. I did it.
Oh,
let's go, baby.
Really quickly, Nina, do you love that he was dying to do this haircut? Now he won't even take his hood off. Okay, first story. Camila and Shawn Mendes are walking very slowly during their quarantine. Some would say it would be at a glacial pace. Let's take a look at this.
Listen, if you've ever seen two glaciers walking together, that is exactly what it looks like. So thank you, Morgan.
I mean, first of all, people are saying they're either meditating or they're high. First of all, they're just walking slowly to get shots from the paparazzi, as flattering as possible.
Do you think so?
Yes. I was
struggling if it was real or fake. It looks like, I mean, I feel like I was walking that slow this morning when I first woke up. A lot of people are staying up late. A lot of people are drinking during this quarantine. So they might just kind of be trying to walk off maybe a possible hangover.
I think it's fake bake. I think they intentionally walked like weirdos to get us talking about them walking like weirdos. And they might be having fun with it because they might be like, oh, they're taking photos of our walk every single day. Let's at least make it weird for them. Let's make it look like we're on mushrooms right now. And that's exactly what it looks like. But it could also just be that they want attention. It could be a sad thing like that.
Either way, they need to speed it up.
Somebody who's not really having a good day, you guys, Jaejoong from JWJ, he is a K-pop star, and he thought it was a good idea to fake having coronavirus. He thought people were not going to be upset about that. He thought people were going to be amused. He thought, JK, I got you. People are turning on him. They are pissed. He potentially might be fined for this or have real jail time, potentially face criminal charges at least.
I think it's good. I'm okay with that.
I'm okay with that too. I don't know on what planet you think it's funny to joke. Like, when was he like, this is going to be hilarious? It's a real knee slapper. Let's just get into it.
I'm so confused as to, did he not run this by anybody? And like, did he not run it by his own common sense? I never thought I would see the day where there would be K-pop fans turning against somebody, but I do feel like people are calling him on this. To be honest, no one wants to be pranked right now. I feel like this is just not the time, honey.
It is
Morgan,
not.
You're agreeing right now, but how did you start this call before we started recording?
Well, tell I people. Pranked everyone and pranked you the hardest that I was having a baby.
And what did I say?
You said, oh my God, are you? I wish it was mine. And then Nina and I were like, yikes. You know what I mean? Nina, verify. I think we can get a screen grab.
I literally Googled right when you said that, can a woman get pregnant from looking at the guy she likes Instagram? Because I know you've been doing that, and it was with me, and I was like, I don't want to be a father just yet.
So to some people that are actually quarantining because they are married, Kristen and Dax are not having a good quarantine. They were FaceTime with Katie Couric, FaceTiming with her, and things got really awkward very quickly, so take a look.
Are you all getting along, though, pretty well? We've been at each other's throats real bad.
Really?
Real bad. Oh, yeah.
It just ended like 8 minutes ago.
This is
perfect timing.
This is as physically close as we've been in a couple days.
America's Sweetheart has some character defects.
Kristen Bell and Dax Shepard. All right, so, I mean, guys, that got a little tense. Like, if you're in that bad of a place, maybe don't go on FaceTime with Katie Couric. When he said that America's Sweetheart has some character defects...
Nina, what did you think?
I thought it was all fun. I just thought they were joking around. I think they genuinely are getting on each other's nerves. But if you've ever been in a long-term relationship or a marriage and live with somebody, you kind of develop that banter where you're sick of each other's stuff, but at the same time, it's a joke. It's like half a joke, half serious. So I like that part. That to me was like the most relatable thing about them, because normally I'm not relating to them at all.
We've just found each other revolting.
Don't think that they were really kidding as much. Like, I think that was them holding it together as best they could, but I think they were really upset with each other. It's like when you're talking to a child and you go, well, mommy's not going to be at your birthday because mommy has a little bit of a problem, you know what I'm saying? And it's very serious, but the kid doesn't know. I feel like that's how they were treating us.
I believe that they had that two-day fight. I really do believe that happened.
100%.
They finally like pulled it together. But I think this quarantine, like we've been saying, you guys, when we come out of this quarantine, it's gonna be a lot of single people. I don't think they're gonna be in that group, but it's gonna be a lot of relationships tested.
How are you guys doing in your quarantine? Is there anybody, even if they're not living with you, that's getting on your nerves yet?
I think I'm actually fortunately doing okay. The only thing that's getting on my nerves are my roots.
What about you, Hunter?
Me and my brother are good, actually. If this had happened 10 years ago and we were, you know, 20 years old having to live together, it would have been a nightmare. But now we just cook each other dinner every night. We read each other's stories. We tuck each other into bed. We give each other a kiss on the forehead. We go sleep.
Oh, you go night-night. I'm just getting on my own nerves, y'all. I'm just getting on my own nerves.
We're all going to make it through. As always, you guys, this was the most fun.
Amazing. Bye. We'll see you guys later. Bye.
Bye.